time. I hope they get the thing all worked out and everybody gets together with what I believe cool heads will prevail, and the National Football League will have its regular officials back one of these days before very long, and hopefully they'll all be together.
As a former official and one whose job it was not only to call penalties but to sort of keep order on the field, what is your biggest concern from a National Football League standpoint as they go into the season with the replacements?
Well, I just think that the people that haven't been out there before have got to get used to the speed that's there. Certainly those are good officials because they've worked arena ball, they've worked college ball, but they haven't seen the speed that is in professional football, and that's the thing that, they'll have to watch. But they're good people.
Red, as far as I guess leverage in this, and this is almost common sense, if there are no, you know, bad calls or anything that really stands out with the replacement officials, do you think as the weeks go on, if this thing goes into week two or week three, that the officials that are sitting out may say, you know what, we may have to get back to work here and just take the last offer?
Well, I really don't know about that part because, you know, in the officiating, it's sort of a 98% rule. 98% of what you do, nearly anyone could do. It's the 2% that makes the difference, and the question is when does the 2% play occur? And hopefully the guys will do a good job, but they just don't have the experience and the background that the regular guys do. And so I'm certain they'll do a good job, but I don't think they'll do as good a job as the regular guys will.
You know, one of the questions a lot of people have is this just a one-day-a-week job? Give people who don't have any other way of knowing an idea of how much time is spent in preparation for games beyond what you do on Sundays.
Well, it averages somewhere between 30 and 45 hours a week. By the time you look at your games, you travel, you study, you do a test, you do all the other things. So, no, based on definition, I suppose, of what is really full-time versus part-time, whether you're talking about hours, commitment, or whatever it is. But the demand on the officials has increased over the years as they've been required to do more and more detail, study, and everything else, getting ready for a ball game. And that's what's been the change over the years.
Red, do you think that the NFL officials will ever go to full-time? Do you think there would be enough for them to do in the off-season to make it a full-time gig?
Well, that's one of the problems is what do you do on Wednesday when they don't play on Wednesday, but that fits into the individual schedule, and now they're playing different nights of the week with Thursday ball, Sunday ball, and Monday ball. And I think it just depends on what your definition is of full-time.
Red, you've obviously been around this a long time, and you know the situation kind of going on right now. Give us your gut feeling. Do you think this gets worked out relatively soon?
Well, I'm not involved as far as any of the negotiations or any of the details of the thing. I do know that the National Football League has always put forth the best product they could for the consumer, because that's always been their goal, is to put the best product they could on the field. And I think that they're very smart people on both sides, so I would expect that they would get the thing worked out certainly before too long.